My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Normally, Hoff, it would be his time to shine, but he is off today, so we have Pat Boyle filling in for him. An opportunity presents itself, Boyle. Don't screw it up. What do you got for us?
You got it, gentlemen. All right, Yankees, 87-63. We got 12 games left in the regular season. They have a three-game lead on the O's in the AL East. Yanks open up a three-game set tonight in Seattle, while Baltimore is home for three with the Giants. Ballface Live, Ballface Truth. The Yankees' three-game series against the Orioles this time next week will be meaningless.
I think it's a bold-faced truth.
That's a good question.
It's a great question, wow. Boyle. And it's something I've been thinking about the last couple of days here. Because, yeah, you know, we were looking at this series and said, oh, that could be a big series. Yanks are pulling away. The Orioles can't win. Now, again, it is, you know, as you mentioned, just getting started in Seattle, so there's still some time ahead of next week. But you're talking about a three-game disparity already. I do think it's going to be meaningless. Or, well, I don't want to cop out. I'm going to say it's a bold-faced truth. It's going to be a meaningless series.
That's a bull-faced lie. Yanks are the Yankees, I mean, they're not going to go into the series up six games. I mean, come on. I mean, I know the Orioles are not playing well. They've dropped, I think it's 7 of 10, maybe even 8 of 11. Yankees have won some close games. I've appreciated that. I think it's going to harden them for the postseason. But the Yanks aren't hitting. And maybe that was a little foreshadow of the Red Sox where Judge started to get hot again. That would be really nice here. But, I just think that going out west for six games, I know we kind of take those A's for granted, but as the Met fan knows, you shouldn't really do that. I think
the Yanks would probably go 5-1 here.
Nah, I think 4-2 or 3. 5-1 would surprise me.
All right,
I don't see
4-1. And what's Baltimore going to do with the next six?
I don't know who they have exactly. What do you say?
What's the schedule? You have Baltimore schedule there, Patty?
I do. They play the Giants for 3 and then the Tigers for 3 before the series with the Yanks.
2-4. Yeah,
Tigers hanging around. Tigers a game and a half out of the wild card.
Tigers have been one of the best teams in baseball since August.
I'm just going to say bold-faced lie. I think that series, now I don't think it's like a game up. I think the Yankees have multiple games, and provided they don't get swept, which I don't think they will, they're in good shape. But no, I do think the series means something.
And let me just clarify. When I say meaningless, I mean like if the Yankees are 5 games up, with, you know, obviously mathematically it's still going to mean something. I'm talking about, like, you know, it's realistically
I know what you're saying.
If the Yankees go into that series, even up 3 games, it's over. They just win 1 and that's it. End of story. Anyway, that's a great question. What do you got number 2, Patty?
All right, Jets are preparing to face the Patriots at MetLife on Thursday night, and we'll be hoping that the offense under Rodgers continues to click. The national audience will get their first look at Braylon Allen, Jets rookie running back who made history as the youngest player to score a touchdown since 1930. The 20-year-old, he's the youngest player in the NFL, caught one, then scored his second.
Right, we know. What is this, an update?
On, Pat,
you get to the damn question.
Good God.
Go ahead.
Jeez. So, yeah, and then Braylon Allen scored the game winner.
Yeah.
9 touches for 56 yards, 2 touchdowns. Right. Breece Hall had 21 touches for 114 yards.
That's 30 total. Yeah.
So, ball face live, ball face truth. Braylon Allen should continue to eat into Breece Hall's snap count in the Jets' offense.
I'm going to say that's a ball face truth here. Now, it's going to be a little matchup driven. I'm forgetting his name off the top of my head, but the Patriots, really, really good linebacker, is out. He has a torn pectoral muscle. Suffered last game, so that's going to be tough for them to stop the run. The Patriots are going to run the ball. So I don't know how much the Jets will be able to stop them, and therefore I don't know how much the Jets will possess the ball, which will obviously indicate how many snaps they take and then how they could divvy it up. But I love it. I mean, when the Jets were really good with Rex, they had two very different kind of runners, and I like the fact that that shows signs of happening here as well. Now, Breece isn't just a long-distance home run hitter. He can go inside a little bit, and he's got wiggle, but he can also hit you. But Braylon Allen is a 250-pound absolute muscle beast who nobody wants to get in front of. I think it will even itself out a little bit more as the year progresses, and I'm going to say that is going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's bold-faced truth as well. On the surface, you say, wow, no, Breece is supposed to be one of the best backs in the league. Maybe he can be one of the more explosive backs in the league. I mean, he's a terrific receiver, as you saw, obviously. He could be used as both a running back and just a flat-out receiver out of the backfield. So, but the way Allen runs the football, you need both. I think in today's day and age, it's much better to have two backs as opposed to just rely heavily on an every down back. And with those two that they have, sure. I'm not saying I want to see less Breece, but I do want to see more Allen. So,
listen, the thing about the touchdown that Breece caught, he was lined up all the way to the far side. Yeah. So there's other ways to utilize him and to get the matchup on the linebacker. And that's obviously synergy with Rodgers, knowing what to do, just run the goal route. You got a guy who can burn by. So that's gonna grow as the year goes on, too. But it's a very interesting. Interesting start for the Jets offense. I think it's going to get better by the week. I really do. And I think it's going to be fairly diverse, you know, both in the air and on the ground.
All right, Patty, what's the last one?
That was Juwan Bentley, who you're talking about, BT, the Patriots linebacker.
Yep, thank you, Pat.
Yeah, all right, last one. I'll keep this quick. So lost in the shuffle of a busy football Sunday was the Emmys on Sunday night.
Hmm.
John Oliver, you know, the British guy who was on The Daily Show. He's done his own show on HBO the last 10 years. He won an Emmy over Saturday Night Live for whatever category that was. He, at the end of his speech, he starts thanking his family dog that recently died, and they start playing him off the stage. And he gets upset, and he says, F you, there you go. And then
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
Yeah, so ball face lie, ball face truth. John Oliver was right to be mad that they played him off for honoring his family dog that just died.
I don't think he was mad, but I am going to say that's also a bald face truth. He started going into. He didn't say right out of the gate his dog had died. Okay. He was saying he wanted to thank his dog. So, like, as he's 10 seconds into it, the music comes in. Yeah, and then he's like, well, and you could see it on his face. He's like, you idiots, I'm about to tell you that my dog died. And you're playing the music. It was very funny. I'm going to say that he's right to say that. Good for him, giving his pet, his beloved past pet, some credit there.
I'm a pet guy. I love animals. I do. But keep it moving, buddy. I mean, come on. Let's not turn this. Let's not get weird here. So this was the Emmys, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Sal, you know, little known. Oh, I shouldn't say little known fact because I don't know that it is factual. But I would say that there's very few. Name another radio show with both hosts having Emmys like this show.
Hmm.
I see that Emmy on Sundays with Sal.
Yeah, I got one.
I see.
By the way, I'm up for another one again.
I got one in the trophy case as well.
I know you have one.
So we got
last year. I got beat by Bill Pito.
Really?
Yeah.
Bill from MSG?
Bill Pito won for that, what did you call it? The 30 seconds.
My God. Or fastest minutes. He does that well, but I mean, what were you up for?
Baseball Night New York.
Ah, you should have won that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill does a great job.
Bill's good. I like Bill. Bill's good. And I like Wally. I like Allen. Yeah, you should have won that.
Well, I'm up again.
Against Billy again?
I can't take another defeat. I'm not even sure who's in it. This time I'm focused, though. I need to get another dub.
Yeah, you gotta go one or two.
But yeah, I don't know. I never thought about that.
Like Evan doesn't have one. I mean, maybe he does.
Gio? I'm assuming Boomer has one, though.
Boomer's probably got something of everything. I don't know. Did Francesca get any along the way?
I know one trophy Boomer doesn't have. I'm just saying, he's just got a little bit of everything.
I saw a couple of Esiason jerseys out in Nashville.
Yeah,
I did. They were 70 years old as well, but yeah.
BT and Sal on the fan. Well, good job, Boyle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.